Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says for today, going to be lots of sunshine. We'll have a high of about 45 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's 33, 31 in Burlington, Milwaukee 34, also 33 in Racine. Well, the Packers were down 20-0 to the Lions in Detroit at one point in the third quarter last night. Then they made a comeback, and with some luck on a last-second defense penalty, Aaron Rodgers threw a 61-yard Hail Mary that Richard Rodgers caught in the end zone.
Richard's the perfect guy, you know, for that type of situation. Big body and, you know, his ability to go up. You see his old basketball skills go up and, you know, high point the football. So I was confident Aaron could get to the end zone, but when he threw it that much height, I was kind of a little concerned. But that's, I mean, what a great throw. My goodness.
Mike McCarthy's battered team now 8-4, off until the 13th when they'll play the Cowboys, minus, of course, Tony Romo. Racine police are investigating an early morning stabbing incident that occurred in a residence in the 1700 block of Erie Street. Security at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints contacting Joint Dispatch about the victim showing up in the emergency room. Officers were sent there and to find the crime scene. The victim is a woman whose boyfriend reportedly provided information about the suspect, a man said to be in his mid to the upper 20s who was bitten in the face by a dog during the attack. A vehicle with blood in the passenger seat was also located. Investigators started working the case just after 2 this morning. No other information, though, is available, including the degree of injuries with the victim. Any rational explanation for a Kenosha man killing his 11-month-old baby last year by repeatedly slamming her to the pavement was missing at Russell Rose's sentencing hearing. Judge Bruce Schrader calling 35-year-old Rose insane, Rose labeling himself a monster, and made little sense during a 6-minute statement.
I wish that you give me every single day that is allotted to me here. It is necessary to free me from your planet, and I go happily to watch my football game at 7 o'clock when my Green Bay Packers smash the Lions. And with that, I am done speaking now.
Well, I've been in the criminal courts for 44 years, and this is far and away the most ghastly crime that I have seen.
Judge Schrader giving Rose the mandatory life prison term for the death of his child and no chance of parole by tacking on another 81 years for other related crimes. The death of Serenity Rose occurring as her mother, April Lampe, was also being attacked, a neighbor's intervention likely saving the woman's life. A man from Chicago is being charged in Racine County for urinating on the floor while he was being booked into the jail. Sheriff's deputies arresting 45-year-old Donald Brown Wednesday during a probe into a report of a man with a gun on a bus at the pilot station in Caledonia. Court documents had Brown repeatedly walking toward the bus saying he wanted to get his belongings despite being told stay back, and he was then arrested for interfering with the investigation. Brown accused of resisting officers and while at the jail of urinating, hitting a deputy's leg and shoe. He's been charged with discharging bodily fluids at a public safety worker, which is a felony, plus misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. He'll be back in court later this month. And a woman in Jefferson County is in jail for shoplifting and for taking her kids to where they're to do it. Police say the woman instructed her daughters to help her remove security tags for merchandise before she left the store. When arrested, the mother reportedly told police she was innocent and that it was her daughters who stole the items and then put them into her purse without her knowledge. The woman is facing a charge of theft plus contributing to the delinquency of a child. University of Wisconsin System seeking the public's opinion through an online survey in the process of developing a new strategic plan. You can help. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Phase one of the process included holding listening sessions at campuses across the state, including Parkside. Now an online survey has been launched to get the public's opinion on the common ideas identified during those listening sessions. UW System President Ray Cross, in a statement, said the feedback from the sessions made it clear that the system's role in statewide economic development, its collaborative relationship with K-12 schools, and its commitment to business and community partnerships are important to Wisconsin residents. He said the new survey will help refine those themes. The online survey is available at wisconsin.edu/strategic-planning. The new strategic plan is expected to be completed in the spring. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
There's a Western Wisconsin lawmaker who says there's got to be a way for government to get into the gig economy. Senator Kathleen Vineout has written an open letter about her niece's job as a freelancer and highlights about she's worried about the lack of insurance benefits. Vineout's letter is critical of the gig economy for, as she puts it, not following labor laws. The new executive director of the Racine Zoo, Beth Heidorn, calls it a treasure and a gem and suggests a bright future for the lakefront site, now operating in its ninth decade. During a county board presentation, she explained that the animals are priority one, but getting people to come see them tied to different activities has the staff there really hopping.
What we're trying to do now with every one of our special events, and you're going to see that as we go forward, we have activation zones at every event. We have animal presentations happening. We have snacktivities. So the kids actually have to work for their snack, but it focuses on the theme of the day. So everything is connected, like your belts connected to your purse and your shoes. It's very calculated, but it looks seamless for all of our guests.
Heidorn added that fingers are crossed on the chances in 2016 for a black rhino baby at the zoo.
We're getting her, the female, used to the ultrasound machine. So it goes up there and they're feeding her while the ultrasound machine is in the area, the noises are making. But right now we're really getting our best bet is on the urine. The vet was there today taking more, so I should know before Christmas.
Heidorn also talking about the possibility of returning ice skating to the grounds, appearing in tonight's Burlington Christmas Parade, the Reindeer Romp this coming Sunday, and says next year's zoo debut fundraiser will have a James Bond theme. The Racine Zoo and Beth Heidorn will be featured, by the way, in WRJN's Public Affairs program this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there whenever you want. Go to the podcast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News will get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.